Alrighty. Anytime now. Well, that is just terrible. You know what? This is ridiculous. I went to college. I have the debt to prove it. I should be able to form an idea worth writing down. But no, this is day 23 of my doing absolutely nothing. Okay, here's the thing. America just isn't what it once was. The people, the places, all tired, all boring. I have no real inspiration. Steinbeck had the Great Depression. Fitzgerald had the 20s and rich people. What do I have? McDonald's, Snapchat, and the fear that if I set my story in any one time period, some punk 2 years from now will automatically call it dated. It's completely unfair that modern medicine has prolonged life, only to have people living in a world that is so boring and ill-designed. A crime is what it is. Ooh, perhaps a mystery. A murder mystery set in a game show where no one comes to aid the victim because they think the show is faking the death? Nah, that would never work. Think! Something original! Something epic, yet relatable. Nope, voicemail, please.
Hello, no one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
Just checking in. We haven't heard anything in a couple of days. We are sure this is because you are busy as a bee, writing away. But you sign a contract saying you would give us bi-weekly updates. Please get back to us ASAP. The number is 525-6001. Thank you!
Answering machines are the real reason Thoreau moved to the forest. Did answering machines even exist in Thoreau's time? Would they buy it if I told them I had to move to the forest for creative purposes? No, probably not. Also, there's no sushi in the woods. Ooh, I could write a cabin in the woods type deal. Nah, I would definitely plagiarize the movie. Maybe that's why people appreciate really old classics. People weren't tired of all the tropes. It was original when Shakespeare did it, but when I do it, it's a blatant copy and unoriginal. What was I thinking? Oh yeah, writing is hard! Especially when I have as many ideas as the IRS has happy employees.
Why don't you write about me?
Who are you? How did you get into my office? What do you want?
I want you to write about me.
Yes, you. I'll tell them about you. But how does one start a story like yours? Oh, I know.
It was a dark and stormy night.
Is that a lot? Bee's Diner. That'll work.
Get under this awning now!
My shoes are wet. Can we hurry up?
Heavens! Class, attention!
Aye, aye, Captain.
Before we go in, please remember your safety skills. Don't talk to strangers. Keep your money in your sight at all times. Use the buddy system if you use the bathroom. And, if you have pepper spray, do not hesitate if someone comes towards you.
She does realize that we're going into a diner, not into the Devil's Lair, right?
There's a difference.
I expect you to be on your best behavior. You are representing Carlton High. It is a budget year, and you never know who sponsors are.
It is a beautiful night. The rain is alive. She sings such sweet music.
Oh, goodness.
An interesting concept. To believe in something such as the rain being alive is a vital part of the human experience. Oh, you remind me of the great Plato.
Oh, look! It's coming down in waves! Jupiter has blessed us.
Jupiter? Are you a believer of ancient Greek mythology?
Greek?
I believe in all of them! Jupiter, Zeus, Chuck, Huracan, Yopat, Kawil, bless them all for the rain!
She bless the rains down in Africa.
What? Do any of you have service? We need to call our school to pick us up. We don't want to worry any parents.
It's already like nighttime. They probably think we're dead. What if they have already given up on us? I need to go home. It was my turn to walk my puppy. Mr. Bry, call someone now.
Vanny, please stop with the overdramatics. I cannot do anything until you be quiet.
I checked. There's no service.
She's right. I've been here for about 2 hours and there hasn't been anything.
The rain has served us to bring us to this very spot. Don't you feel fate's hands bringing you here? Follow the rain. Give up your worries. Everything will be all right.
I'd rather fate have destined me to be in my bed right now, so if you could tell Jupiter to stop the rain for a hot minute, I'd really appreciate it.
So you believe in predestination? I must disagree with you. Philosophically speaking, is it not more beautiful to think that random chance has given us the opportunity to meet?
It is all decided for us. We are all star children. We will start as dust and end as dust. Just dirty dust instead of stardust.
Ugh, writing genius. Backspace.
Ooh, you have such an interesting aura. Do you have a cat? You have the energy of a feline. You are truly blessed.
Thanks?
Auras? A spiritual way to look at humanity. How wise. What is my aura?
Look inside yourself for the answer. Star Child, you don't belong here.
Okay, Mr. Bry, what's your plan? We need to get home. I don't think these are school sponsors.
You can't go anywhere. No car.
You want a car? What a huge expense when walking allows you personal reflection.
And sore feet.
And very wet clothes.
Ooh, Mr. Bright, can we please get coffee? I'll pay for it. I need caffeine.
Quiet, quiet. We don't want to disturb the other customers. Yes, you may get coffee as soon as a worker comes to take orders.
I'm afraid you'll be waiting a while. None of us have been served yet. We haven't even seen a waiter.
Then why are you still here?
Vanny, don't bug them. Did you not listen to me outside? You don't know where they've been. They are obviously waiting out the storm.
Hold up. Everyone else has coffee.
Yes, we made a unanimous decision to serve ourselves and pay for the coffee once we see a waiter. It is not unethical. We are not stealing. Although, the morality of stealing is brought into question. If you're stealing from an evil thing, say a capitalistic diner chain, is it a good thing because you are thwarting evil? However, it may lead to a lower class worker getting punished just because they happen to not have caught the morally correct stealing of the coffee. But because somebody got punished wrongly, is the action, i.e. stealing coffee, correct? This also leads to the question, is it morally correct to steal coffee when there seem to be no workers available to be punished by said capitalistic diner chain? Is it the fault of the diner chain that there is no worker to protect the coffee supply? Or is it the fault of the individual worker that he did not show up for a shift to protect the coffee and themselves from punishment from the capitalistic diner chain? That, as they say, is the question.
I think I'll just pay for the coffee and avoid the ethical dilemma. Can I do that, Mr. Bry? I promise I will pay for it.
Go ahead. I will be checking if you paid. You can't pull the wool over my eyes.
You don't need that much.
I can pour it.
Benny, don't be a nuisance.
No more. Ah, I burned myself.
Bored. Talk to me.
All right. Anything in particular you want to talk about?
Well, what's your deal? What do you do?
I'm a writer.
Oh, what kind of stuff do you write?
Haikus, mostly.
Oh.
Problem?
I didn't know publishers still paid people to write such crap.
I never said I got paid.
Then why'd you say you were a writer?
You asked me what my deal was. That's what I do. I write. I'm a writer.
Yeah, but you can't exactly live in America by writing haikus nobody reads or buys. You have to do something you get paid for.
Unfortunately, yes. I work at a Chili's.
I can see why you said you were a writer.
Well, what's your deal? Someone as pretentious as you about poetry must have some idea about literature. Any writing aspirations?
Nothing a teacher doesn't force me to write. Seriously though, why don't you start off by telling people you work at Chili's? Usually people know when someone asks them what they do, the person says where they work.
Therein lies the difference between usual people and writers. I guess it's because when someone hears that you work at a cheap, mediocre restaurant, you can see their eyes dim. You can almost hear them say, "Oh, so you're an idiot." When you tell people you're a writer, they ask, "What are you working on?" Only after you say haikus do people get snobby.
That's cool. I hope you get famous someday, or at least paid.
Yeah, me too. So, no writing aspirations. What do you want to be then?
A bell ringer, full-on Quasimodo style.
Yeah, you'd be.
Lucy, leave the young woman alone. She is clearly trying to write.
Oh, it's quite all right. We were...
I specifically said not to talk to strangers. You don't know where they've been. No offense. Lucy's just under my supervalence. And she isn't supposed to talk to strangers. You understand.
Of course. I assure you, you do not know where I've been.
Do any of us know where we've been, truly? Are we not all enigmas hurtling past one another as we make our way slowly to that great, final destination?
I made this character up, and even I hate them.
I know where I want to be.
Oh, proper stuff. This is truly wise. None of it matters. Give in to nihilism. Nothing matters. Go where you want.
Finally! You make sense! Get a cat! Marry the moon! Dance with the rain!
Stupid piece of junk. Asked weeks ago for a new Magruder valve.
Does the boss man approve me for one?
No. Go out in the rain and pick up the parts. The pickup will be just fine. Don't be a worrywart. Don't bust my chops about it. I looked at it. It's fine. Crumb dome geezer. Hasn't known how a car works since the first floor.
It's raining to beat all. There any coffee? I know. It's bad for me. But I'm in serious need.
Yes, you'll have to get it yourself.
Oh! You have a very red aura. Were you born in April?
Where's the manager?
She's an actual suburban mom.
Where's the manager?
We have yet to see any worker, young lady.
Back in the day, no one had to serve themselves at a diner. When that worker comes, he best not expect no tip from me. Y'all gonna pay for it later?
Well, I am contemplating stealing it for moral ambiguity.
Yes, we're paying later.
Phew, as long as it's hot. I don't need some waiter to hand pour it for me. Let me just put it a little sugar. Now, there any food?
This place has no TV, or service, espresso, or actual food. There's nothing good here. You might as well just hitchhike to the closest ditch, because there ain't nothing here for you.
Benny! This is not the time for your melodrama.
Any time is the time for melodrama if you try hard enough.
An interesting concept.
Any of you have a spare spark plug in your car? I need a quick fix.
A what?
A spark plug. You know, used in engines.
What will these inventors think of next, eh? Sounds like something out of Bronte's Frankenstein. A spark plug of life.
Dude, you seriously need to check your facts.
I don't have a car. Sorry.
If we still had a car, we most certainly would not be here at this hour.
Rah. Bossman's gonna have a conniption fit if the pickup isn't back in perfect condition.
Did you see anyone on the road before you broke down?
Not for miles. I doubt anyone will be out in this mess.
I'm missing The Bachelorette. I have never missed an episode. Do you understand that my life hinges upon other people's love lives and bad decisions? How am I going to know if Hannah finally has standards? She may choose Luke and I won't know until tomorrow. The whole world will know before me.
Well, a day without TV is good for you. You could both work on your reflections on the field trip.
You are thinking of homework right now? Mr. Bry, I don't think you fully understand how much I need to be home or in front of a television right now. School's like 8 hours of my day. I need to have my me time and watch Bachelorette, stat.
We don't have paper.
See, we can't do any work.
You can borrow some of mine. I am in the midst of writer's block.
What? No wonderful haiku ideas?
Well, here's one. Tonight's rain is harsh, but not quite as harsh as you. The coffee is cold. Ha! How was that?
I take everything back about haikus. That is brilliant.
Thank you.
Thanks. The universe works against me.
Wait, this is the back of a Chili's Kids menu.
Where else am I gonna get free paper? Poetry costs money.
Does she just write haikus?
Yep, she fancies herself a poet.
Are they all that bad?
Probably.
Legit.
Well, she probably writes better than I do.
Man, this is a joke. No one else is going to have to do this reflection, and they're probably watching TV.
You'd be closer to done if you'd actually start rather than complaining.
There really ain't a whole lot about a sausage factory to reflect on, Mr. Bry. I mean, I'll have nightmares forever, but in terms of life lessons...
Well, you could talk about the workers' quality of life, the pigs' quality of life, the quality of the sausage.
Perhaps the life lesson is learning that not everything has a lesson.
Or you can write about how it's a budget year and a certain principal wants to look good so they don't cut his funding. Just the funding of the teachers. Or you can write about how the workings of a factory are similar to that of the life of Hamlet. Not sure how you'll connect the two, but I have faith.
Or you could do an essay on the rain gods. Or the cat gods.
They let high schoolers see the inside of a sausage factory. They usually want to hide the horrid working conditions.
That was not the biggest issue. It was the absolutely disgusting image of semi-meat getting squeezed into tubes.
Father worked in meat processing before he got into cars. It was the worst. Long, long shifts. Dirty, dark. One of his buddies lost his pinky. Nasty business.
Gross. This field trip just confirmed how terrifying factories are. The workers look like zombies in hairnets. Like something out of Scooby-Doo.
Car factories aren't so bad. I mean, with the current state of the country, the work hours are very long. As long as you can get a hold of some coffee, working is great past 9 o'clock. And all you do actively makes a difference. Some jobs you never get to see what you are doing, but you can physically see what you make when you are in a factory. And at least you get to make your own money. All in all, it's a decent living.
I could never work in one. The monotony and repetition, the long hours, no thanks.
And being a bell ringer has so many more benefits?
You get used to the work. It would be nice to have fewer hours a week, but the money has to come in, and cars always have to be built or tinkered with.
Hold up, doesn't a union or something keep you from working overtime?
There is quite a bit more to worry about than a few more hours at the grind.
That's what the government wants you to think. You deserve happiness and peace, sister. Love, not corporate greed, is the answer. Love and cats is always the answer.
Ma'am, that is very simplistic, and I do not agree. What I do is necessary, and I agree with the government's message.
Another victim of the system. Conforming and thinking it's your own expression. Love on, sister. You'll come around eventually.
Ma'am, you really shouldn't be hedging on such negative opinions on the government. Everyone needs to be united to win.
Well, we've gotten through the politics chat. How about another light subject? Religion, how much money we make, how much we weigh, if hot dogs are sandwiches.
Smooth transition.
Ladies, let's get to work.
It's after school hours, meaning this is technically homework. I should wait until I get home to do it.
She's right. I cannot work in these conditions.
Goodness. Young people these days are always procrastinating or lazing about. You don't respect all the opportunities you have. Some children would jump at the chance to do homework.
Those children didn't go to our school, and they probably didn't know that the alternative to school was watching reality TV. That's the real American education.
I just don't understand you kids. Why are you so allergic to putting effort into anything? Why don't you believe in hard work? You know, John F. Kennedy said something really inspiring. Ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. Even if it doesn't immediately benefit you, your hard work will lead to something.
This Kennedy was an intellectual fellow.
I'm not saying that society, the school system, is so flawed that hard work means nothing. Why should I care about nothing? I'm already part of the lazy generation, so I'll never work hard enough for anybody. I will not kill myself for something I don't enjoy or see a meaning to. Yeah, Mr. Bry, I've heard the JFK quote, but honestly, the country hasn't exactly done much for me. And I'm a minor. Why aren't the adults, you know, the people who flaunt their authority, doing anything? It's fine for them to call us lazy, but they don't exactly do much either. I'm going to be a hermit or a bell ringer, because I physically cannot deal with this.
Ditto.
It's literally two paragraphs about something you saw today. Just write grammatically correct and forget about it.
So she admits that this is busy work.
I can't remember what I said 2 minutes ago. How am I supposed to remember something from hours ago, Mr. Bry?
Whatever. I need a passing grade to fulfill societal expectations, and if the only way is to write one reflection about Jacob V. Perfure Sausage Factory, so be it.
Hey, Lucy, what are you writing?
Do your own work.
Come on, ma'am. Ma'am, can I please use the restroom?
I'm not sure. Can you?
May I?
Do you actually need to, or are you trying to pull a fast one?
I need to. Coffee?
Oh, fine. Be quick. Don't ride on the bathroom stalls like the hooligans at school.
Welp, she's never getting seen again.
Bye, Benny.
Ha! I can see why Agatha Christie wrote and then there were none. Less people to write dialogue for. Smart lady.
Take what the heck? Who turned this on?
Nobody touched it.
Strawberry
Man, I love this song.
Nothing is real.
Was it the Bugs? No. Do you see them too? Hello?
Nothing is real.
Hello? Can you hear me? No, don't buy 300 shares. Sell 250 of DMB. Yes, I know the market is bullish, but so am I. No, what? You're breaking up. Don't you dare give that promotion to Jack. Worthless waste of office space. Yes, Warren knows his place. Could someone please turn that blasted radio down? Hello? Hello? Hello?
They hung up, mate.
Yes. Thank you for your input.
Glad to be of service.
Now, what's the latest CMP on NY real estate?
The what?
Oh, never mind. I just need to analyze IPOs or certain PFDs.
Yeah, I get it. You know the alphabet. No one knows what you are actually saying.
I knew I should have asked Rob to do these calculations. I have a deadline.
Is the deadline the deadline for life? Is work worth it if you have not enjoyed your life? To quote Aristotle, that is the question.
That is exactly incorrect.
Lucy, dear, be nice. You probably don't even know who actually said it.
I'll just have to work the old-fashioned way. Haven't done a stock table on paper since college. The boss will either be impressed or furious. CEO types never can guess which way they'll react.
Another person lost to the corporate world. Stop! Love, there is rain and animals. Don't let society force you into a desk.
Actually, I quite like not being broke. So chain me to a desk and call me profitable.
You may not be broke, but the system is.
Wisdom.
The system is only broken for those who haven't got the initiative to work hard.
Huh, a suit working. Funny.
I have a bit of advice for you. Don't complain about suits when you are wearing grease-covered overalls.
You little...
Mr. Bry, do you have any idea when the storm will let up?
Do I look like a weatherman?
No.
That's because I'm not, dear. Just wait patiently. I'm sure we'll get phone service eventually. Then I'll call the school and let them know to pick us up.
Great.
Watch your attitude, dear. You don't want to get an infraction.
Did anyone check the weather forecast for today?
Rain!
Yes. But for how long?
I make it my business to check the weather every morning. There was no chance of rain. The report did not tell me about this monsoon. I need to find a post office or some sort of public transport. The savings of hundreds, namely my hundreds, hang in the balance.
Thanks, genius. Clearly the report was wrong. Now you'll just have to wait it out with the other plebeians.
Why are you getting angry with me? I haven't slighted you in, well, the slightest.
Oh yes, because you know everything, Miss High and Mighty. You come in here and just yip on and on about Wall Street and stocks and business ventures. You've never worked a day in your life.
Just because I haven't, what, slogged under cars for a living, doesn't mean I haven't worked.
Slogged? Are you joking? I contribute to my country every day when I go into work. You contribute to your own self-interest.
Oh, suddenly rugged individualism is a bad thing? My deepest apologies that I succeeded in a world that only a tiny percentage succeeds in.
Don't fight each other. Fight for change!
This is a primary example of the struggle between blue-collar and white-collar workers that has occurred throughout the decades. Fascinating. You know, according to Max Karl, the workers would rise up and destroy the rich.
Dude. Fact check. Karl Marx.
Just because I don't get to sit on my butt every day and look at a few numbers does not mean that I haven't succeeded.
I'm sure you are all kinds of successful, making, what, $22 a week?
That's ridiculous. Not everything is measured by the almighty dollar sign. I am helping my country and hundreds of people.
But why? Why don't you let the country work for you just a little, just to guarantee financial security? Listen, you may want to take my advice. I've heard things in the office. The end of this month isn't looking good for investors. Not many people are worried, but something big is going to happen. Make sure you have something saved.
I read the newspaper. You are a phony. The economy is just fine. And it will get even better after the war.
Ooh, ominous noise effect to prevent a discovery. Dang, I'm good.
Lucy? Lucy! Where's Benny? Has she come out of the bathroom yet?
You just now noticed, DeBry? Great teacher.
No, I haven't seen or even heard her for a while.
Why weren't you watching?
Because I'm not the teacher.
Not an excuse. Lucy, I need you to stay right here while I check on her. I mean it. Don't talk to anyone. Just sit and reflect.
Okay.
I will be right back.
And another one gone, another one gone, another one back to scene. Ow!
Whatever. So why exactly haikus?
You aren't listening to good old Mistress Teacher.
Not currently, no. She'll get over it. Seriously, man, of all forms of creative writing, you decide on a type of poetry used to teach second graders how to count syllables. There has to be a reason.
I don't know.
But you...
I seriously don't know why. Maybe because it is simple. And simple can sometimes be really beautiful.
Oh.
You are right.
Are you joking? Do you need the tables too? Your papers are everywhere.
No, this is quite enough.
Your attachment to the physical keeps you from being in tune with the peace of the soul.
Excuse me?
Yes. Do you think she'll end up like that poor rich fellow Scrooge from that Christmas story?
Nah, Scrooge got a happy ending.
I do not understand why all of you have decided that I am evil because I have a job. I will not apologize for putting importance on my career.
Come off it. Your job is screwing people over. That's why you aren't making any friends here, flaunting your loose morals and stroppy suit.
Dude, you have a red aura. This holds you back from self-actualization.
That crazy cat lady is spilling all kinds of truth tea.
Why did I choose the one place filled with crazies to break down?
Repeal that statement! Just because she knows something you don't doesn't mean she's crazy. Maybe you are the crazy one, hmm? Have you ever considered that perspective? Or how about the perspective that your judgment does nothing but make people sad?
You just said something wise.
Why, thank you.
No one asked you, genius.
Okay, let's just take a little chill pill. Everyone is tired. Let's not snip at each other.
I'm getting more coffee.
Do you want a hint?
About what?
You! I can read you and your future.
I don't think so.
Oh, but you'll really need the hint. You like knowing. Come, sit with me.
Okay, whatever. What are those?
My tarot cards. Look, they have cats on them. They can answer all of life's questions. You have a blue aura. Were you born in December?
Yeah, actually.
No need for surprise. I'm never wrong about these things, Star Child. Although, no one can mistake a Capricorn.
Sure, definitely. Capricorns are obvious.
Okay, we will do a simple star guide spread. Pick 6 cards. Oh, and be sure to let yourself feel the tingle. That's how you know it's the right card.
Okay, here. Now what's the final prediction? Am I going to be rich?
Let me talk to my spirit guide. Life! You get to live and write your own path. You won't be ended. You will miss something important. The outcome is cloudy, but positive, Star Child.
Great! Positive is positive. Thank you for this.
Is your teacher ever coming back?
Ha! No. I don't know, and I don't really care. And she probably doesn't care either.
You could sue her for neglect on the job. I have connections to some very good lawyers.
Nah, old woman is close to retirement. Soon no one will have to deal with her.
I don't think I could handle listening to her for a whole class period.
I don't. I usually just end up reading. Benefits of sitting in the back.
Oh, so what kind of stuff do you read? I'm guessing not much poetry.
I don't read haikus, no. But I've read some Shakespeare. I mostly read what's in the school library. Grapes of Wrath, Fahrenheit 451, that kind of thing. But my favorites are probably Stephen King books.
I hated Grapes of Wrath when we were forced to read it in school. That ending was disgusting.
Yeah, the symbolism did not translate well at all.
But I love Stephen King. I am so excited to read Dolores Claiborne. It's coming out in a few weeks.
No, it's been out for a while.
What? I haven't found it anywhere.
Huh. Weird. So, besides King, do you read tons of poetry to inspire the great haiku creativity?
I used to, but now I just feel like all the good words have already been taken. So now I avoid any new poetry and just try to observe what's around me to get inspired.
I'm sure the Chili's Kitchen is very inspiring.
It has its moments, but there's only so much that can be written about a well-done burger.
I would actually read a burger haiku.
I'm gonna bring you over to the dark side. You'll end up loving haikus instead of horror novels.
Don't count on it.
You just don't want to be irrevocably changed by the poetry. You don't want to embrace the emotions.
Real books do everything poetry does and better, and they do it in simple language. Poetry is classist and highbrow, meant only for the people with enough time on their hands to sit and ponder the wonder of syntax and imagery. Books tell an interesting story with clear messages.
You are so wrong. Poetry is for everyone. You said yourself that the haiku format is taught to children. This is to allow them to experience their language, to learn how to express their own words. And sometimes, clear messages are boring. Don't you want to have something to think about and come to your own conclusion? Poetry, especially ambiguous poetry, leaves you to find your own meaning. It is quite literally made for everyone. And the 7 billion people on this planet can each have their own meaning, and each of them is correct.
I just don't see it that way.
Why not? Just let something be beautiful, simple, and ambiguous.
Because it isn't simple, but it's always ambiguous. I want something to be absolutely clear for once. To read a story with a happy or sad or whatever ending and have it be it. No loose ends. You know what book I hate? The Giver. The main kid goes out into the wilderness and we just don't know if he died, lived, found a new community, got picked up by a spaceship. We just don't know. That sucks.
Yeah, but that's how it is in real life. You wouldn't know what happened to him if he were real. So really, the author gave you a realistic ending. No one ever knows another person's story, especially their endings once they have left our own story.
That is exactly why I hate it. I read to avoid real life. Those realistic endings aren't what I want to read. I want to know what happens, because I don't know what's happening in real life, but damn it, I should be able to definitively know what happens to a fake person. The author can at least give the reader that.
I don't know what to say. Art imitates life? Why do you think I stick to short poems?
It's just frustrating. Stories are supposed to make everything easier. Recently, they've just made everything more confusing. Like, you know how in books and even movies where the main character magically goes from, like, 15 years old to this adult who actually knows what's going on?
Yeah, I do.
I'm still waiting for that moment. That jump from child to adult. I'm stuck in the period in between that, and I keep waiting for the moment where the clock speeds up and I know what I want to do. I want a jump cut and to just skip all the parts where nothing happens. But I don't think that's going to happen. I think that's just a fiction thing.
I wish I could say there was that magic moment, but if it's real, I still haven't had it yet. But the thing that happens in between childhood and being an adult, that is growth and fun and so, so confusing. But it's worth it in the end, I guess.
Well, thank you, Miss Therapist.
Yeah, I was really trying my best. I'm still figuring out adult living, and I'm already paying my own taxes.
Same.
Have you drunk all the coffee to spite me, or just because you are a caffeine addict?
Look, you had every opportunity to get more. And when you actually work, you get tired, and you—
Did you know that storms signify upheaval? It's true. Isn't that jolly awesome to think about?
Aw, I wanted to see them fight.
What?
Do you hear a car?
Shh! The rain is speaking, and I am listening!
What is it saying?
She is saying to stop complaining and enjoy the wonders of the night!
Splendid!
Starchild, join me in the rain!
Lady, are you kidding me? It's freezing out there. You'll get sick.
But you don't even belong here. The rain will welcome you. Escape, Star Child. You don't have to stay here.
Dude, my teacher is here. Get off me! Do you want me to get suspended?
Miss, you could be convicted of kidnapping. Please let go of her arm.
Fine. But Star Child, remember that you don't have to stay. Enlightenment will come soon, but no one can wait for someone else's journey. I will dance for you in the storm.
Ma'am, you don't even have a jacket. I wouldn't go out there for nothing right now.
She knows what she wants. Let her live her truth.
But her truth is absolutely bonkers.
I don't want to be here anymore! Praise the rain. I am one with the air, the water. And everywhere. Farewell. Peace be with you.
And also with you.
What the heck?
Where is she going?
Society goes to follow the rule. That may sound good to you, but not to me.
Try to play.
tumultuous world. She's beyond the storm. Such wisdom.
That could be the start of a really great haiku.
Yeah, she was wise and going to catch pneumonia.
But she was happy.
Why does this just turn on? Doesn't make any sense.
Wait, maybe there's a news station that will say when the storm will let up. Here, let me see.
Have you moved on yet?
No. Street smart!
'Cause you had a bad day!
I guess we won't be learning anything.
Well, not all of us have the chance to go run out into a storm. Did anyone see a car in the parking lot? I could probably hotwire something to get us out of here.
No, there are no vehicles besides your old clunker.
Without another spark plug, I'm stuck.
Jeez, the lights are definitely going out. Hey, have you ever worked with electrical?
No, but they won't go out. That never happens in public businesses.
You may want to knock on wood.
Yeah, you seriously should.
No, for once she's right. Businesses pay to have better wiring done to keep the lights on.
Something isn't right.